Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we were listening to the Gospel. The Gospel, or even though it's the 16th week after the Pentecost, the reading was from the 19th week. And the reading started over those things. Do unto others as you want others to do unto you. And this is a question that I have to ask all of us. Are we doing that? Are we following that law? Let's ask a question. Do I want people to be mad at me and angry at me? No. The question is, I have to answer, no, I don't. I'm sure you're going to answer the same thing. So don't ever get angry at anybody else. Do you want somebody to be irritated at you the minute you meet him or her? A question they answered again, no, we don't want anybody coming near us that's irritated and so on, so don't you ever get irritated. Then the question is again, do you want to have the people that you owe some money or some favor to always badger you and demand that you pay it back as soon as possible? And of course the question there is, the answer is there also. No, you want them to let you be in peace, and you take care of your debt is when you're able to do it. And so don't go after somebody else. If you gave to somebody something, do what the Gospel says. The Gospel says don't expect to get it back. Don't look for it to get it back. And if you do get it back, you just be grateful and thank the person for helping you, for giving you a donation. Don't think that he's just paying back your debt. You don't have any debtors. Do you want to have people going after you for your debts? And first of all, and most of all, God Himself. Do you want our God to go after our debts? And we are indebted up to our neck to the Lord. We are indebted for life, for everything that we have, but sustaining our life. He always gives and gives to us. He gives us without stopping. And are we indebted to Him? Of course we are. We are indebted to Him. But we don't want Him to demand from us anything, because He is God of love. He loves us. Well, the same way, we should not demand from anybody that we think they owe us something. We shouldn't consider we have any debtors. And then God will not consider us being His debtors. My beloved, the most important thing is to love, to love one another, to really to be able to understand what love is. We have to go again to the Scripture, and we find out that the apostle who is called, nicknamed as Apostle of Love, he gives us a clue about it. The love has to be in such a way that if we are to love God, we cannot at all. We cannot hold anything against anybody. We cannot hate anybody. If we love God, then we will have love for all His creations, except for one. And that was the fallen angel that had fallen from Him and refuses to love the Lord and doesn't want to have any part of this suffering in the presence of God's grace, my beloved. Them we cannot love. Them we have to hate, because they hate God with all their power. They hate everything that God has created, and of course all of us. And what they are trying to do, yes, I'm talking about the evil spirits. Well, you're going to tell me, well, but are they really evil spirits? Well, we don't see them. That's true, you don't see them, but you can feel them. St. John of Kronstadt explains to us, every time that you and I get irritated, we can be sure that the enemy is right there. That's where the irritation comes, and he's right there, and seeing if he can jump in into your heart. And then what is going to happen? Then you become angry. And you become angry and you start cursing. You can say terrible things to whoever is in front of you. And they try to do as much damage. Well, actually, it's the evil one doing through you. As St. John Kronstadt says, that what it means is that you are being temporarily possessed by the devil at that moment. Now, how do you fight the filthy scum? How do you fight these situations, the irritations? Well, first of all, of course, you have to have the memory of the presence of God. If you remember your Lord and the irritation starts to all of a sudden set in, you imagine yourself being actually in the big storm that the enemy is making. Just remember what St. Peter did during the big storm when he saw the Lord coming on top of the water, walking towards the ship. He said, "If it's you, Lord, tell me to go to meet you." And the Lord says, "Come." And he came off the ship and started to walk on top of the waves. But as long as he paid attention to the Lord, he was able to do it. The minute his mind had become aware of the presence of that terrible storm, he started to sink. But he didn't lose his senses. He immediately cried out, "Lord, help me." And the Lord gave him his hand and put him right into the ship, and the whole terrible storm stopped. Well, this is what's happening to us. If we cry out to the Lord when we feel the terrible irritation, terrible storm all around us, and we cry out for the Lord to help us, the Lord will calm down the irritation, the storm will be gone, and the enemy will not be able to get you under the water or get inside of your heart. So, you tell me, I'm sure that you're aware of it, that, and nowadays by statistics there's 70% or even more in some countries that are actually divorcing the parents, the husband is divorcing the wife, a wife divorcing the husband. Why is it caused? Like, because they cannot carry the burdens of each other anymore. Why? Well, because in between them steps in the filthy the demons. They start to set one person against the other. And what is he using in us? How can he get to us? Well, he gets the strength from our sins. And the first sin is, of course, our pride. When we have our pride, when we cannot just bear having somebody going against our grain, saying something to us or doing something that we don't want, and we cannot humbly accept the cross, whatever the Lord is allowing to befall for us, and we start to get angry. And, well, the enemy is using that, and he's hiding behind the wife, behind the husband, behind the children, behind the grandchildren or grandfathers, grandmothers. He's hiding to cause harm and to hide themselves so that they will not be revealed that he is a culprit. And so what he does is he gets everybody else to be blamed for the terrible things. The wife is blaming the husband for her misery. The husband is blaming the wife for his misery. The children, the parents, the children, and so on. Because they just don't recognize that the enemy has been using them. And they don't fight the enemy. And that's why they cannot sustain to live together. And that's what the enemy does, because he can't stand to see people love each other. I don't mean making idols of each other. I don't mean loving each other only for the what they can get out of each other, whether it's affection, whether it's whatever it may be, that the love is self-sacrificial life. Love is as the Lord has showed us. He sacrificed his life for us. He allowed himself to be crucified and to die for us and to bring us into the kingdom of heaven. He sacrificed himself for because he loved us and he showed us an example of the love. And that's what we have to learn to do. We have to learn to sacrifice our will for the will of our loved ones. And but we'll never be able to truly love a person until we first have learned to love the Lord, and after the Lord, our own soul. We must love our soul, which is eternal. We must protect the soul from being contaminated by sins and by terrible things in the world. And if we learn to love our soul, then we'll be properly loving our wife, our husband, the children, grandparents, grandchildren, and our neighbors of our, in our village, or our town, and our, in our country, or in the whole world. Because our love will demand that we love, we pray for them, that we ask God to forgive them, especially when we see somebody is in trouble, spiritual trouble, somebody that doesn't accept the Lord, somebody that doesn't want to be with the Lord, and they don't know, or that they're getting into terrible situation because they're going to be having the lot together with the demons. And they're the most sorrowful persons. And we have to show love for them. And the only way we can many times, and we're not even able to approach many times them, the only way we can help them is truly to pray for them, to pray that the Lord will touch their heart and that he will bring them to himself. This is what real love is. This is what real love is. Real love is to want our neighbors that are in trouble to be out of trouble, and all to make it into the kingdom of heaven. And that's because that's what we want for our own soul. And if we have that kind of outlook on love, then we will be going into the right direction. My beloved, let's try to remember also today is a holiday for us, the Russians. It is the first metropolitan that Mikhail was metropolitan of Kiev and all Russia, and we're celebrating his day, because today in through him and Saint Vladimir, equal to the apostles, that they have taken the idol Pirun, taken him down and tied to the horses and dragged them all over until they dumped them into the river, and all the idols were broken, and the people were turned to Christ, and were all been baptized. Hundreds and hundreds of them were baptized, and of course Saint Michael was the head of the church that established here in Russia, as Saint Andrew, and the first called apostle, had prophesied. He put in the tradition that he came to the hill or the mountain that the Kiev stands on, and put a cross of the Lord on that mountain, and said that there will be Saint, also second saint that we have is the Saint Grigori, the martyr, also the enlightener of the Great Armenia. And as we heard in the services yesterday, my beloved, we have to understand that the idols that the apostles and that our saints have been destroying before, they seem to be coming back. And when you say, well, I don't know any idol worshippers, well, I'm going to have to point to the first idol that many of us have is our own body. We start to take care of it and worship it, our stomach. We try to give it to it all that it wants, or our drinking habits, or our smoking, or all kinds of passions that taken over. They are becoming our idols, or the want for power, or want for money, want for all these temporary things, want for, as today they say, the sex, or whatever it is. This becomes our idols, our idols. And of course, this is not the way Orthodox Christians should behave. We have to crucify the old man. And we should not allow any idol worshiping in our heart. We have to have our heart to truly to worship only our Creator. And we have to call all the time for the help from Him, for the Theotokos, Mother of God, and for the guardian angel, for all the saints, and the saints that we celebrate today, because they are our friends. If they see that we're trying to, we're looking towards the Lord, we want to be in union with the Lord, and that we want to be able to rejoice in the Lord's presence, and then surely we want to be rejoicing in the name and the presence of all our angels and archangels and all our saints, our saint patron, and all the saints. And they, knowing that, when they start to see that, they especially pray harder for us. But no, actually, they even pray harder for us when they see we're straying away from the Lord. And they are then suffering as the Lord has suffered when we commit sins and when we stray away from the Lord. So let's not give them any suffering, especially our guardian angel that is always with us. And the minute we start idol worshipping, he has to step aside. And unless we remember him and ask him to help us to conquer these idols, because behind these all these idols are the demons, my beloved, let's learn to love our Lord most of all, and let's strive to go into with our heart and mind to go and cling to our Lord, to be always in His embrace, and to be able to be truly be happy even on this earth, no matter what happens to us, no matter what befalls, whether it's sufferings, whether it's bad treatment of the other people, whether it's all kinds of sicknesses, no matter what. In whatever befalls us, we accept it because we have learned the humility. We accept whatever the Lord sends as something is going to benefit us in our striving to attain the eternal life. Amen.